This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
We begin the hour with Bill Clevenger, the executive director for the Decatur Park District. Good morning, Bill. I know golf has started. This is good news for many as we're ready to get out and do something in a safe and fun way. Ready to golf?
No, yeah, outdoors, Brian. It's this weekend, good example. Lots of people out in the parks. It's a little thing, but it's really not a little thing. It's a front door, what we call front door issues around here. The trash cans, we don't usually get those trash cans out quite this early, the barrels and that kind of thing in the parks. But as you drive the parks, which I drove a few of them on my way in this morning, lots of trash out there, which is just telling you parks are crowded and people are outdoors. And today and tomorrow, what, 67, 68 degrees, something like that? So parks are going to be packed. We're looking forward to that. There'll be some challenges with that, but we're really looking forward to getting people back out in the parks. The sun's out. It looks like our guidance is beginning to move forward a little bit. So it's going to be we're in a stage right now or period when I think it's going to be constant evolution, constant movement with guidance and so forth. So we have to do everything we do in a responsible way. But yet, we're looking at every program and how can we get those things moving.
All right, let's talk a little bit about 2021 golf rates. Both courses are open, correct?
Both courses are open. Actually, was just really nice yesterday to was out at the pro shop, just kind of walking around and see how people are doing and see what golf looks like now. And you know, it's nice to walk in a pro shop and see the new merchandise being unpacked and put on display and see people coming in and happy about being outdoors. And the golf courses are really crowded, Brian, and hopefully this year we're going to see another year like we had last year. Probably won't be quite as much of a spike, but yet people are still champing at the bit to play golf.
All right, talk to me a little bit about that. I mean, clearly the pandemic into spring and summer and into the fall increased rounds played, and I think you're going to see that. There's just a move to outside that has happened and still will continue, I believe. So what did you guys do with rates this year? Any different between this year and last?
A little bit. We raised some rates a quarter, 50 cents. You know, you're looking at some of the season passes went up a couple of percent. Kind of moving forward, one of the things that didn't change, Brian, and you and I have talked about this on several occasions, is the minimum wage keeps marching forward. So that impact is going to impact rates, and whether that be at golf, whether that be at Splash Cove, whether that be at the mini golf course, and you know, that conversation goes on and on and on. But when you talk about raising a rate in a year, a dollar an hour, and you look at 300 to 400 seasonal people, you just extrapolate that out with your math equation, and you can see what that might look like over the course of a summer. So everything was nominal, but yet there's a need to do that to keep the kind of courses that we have in Decatur. And public golf in Decatur is alive and well. The courses are in really good shape, and we intend to keep them that way. We added a new golf course superintendent at Redtail Run. Brett Oxley joins us from Springfield Park District, but before that he was 10 years at the Country Club of Decatur. And Tom Mooney, who was at Redtail Run, is now at the Country Club of Decatur. So all of our people moved, or those two people moved a little bit. Both are great guys, and I look forward to Brett's impact on the golf course as well.
Talk to me a little bit about junior golf and what that looks like this season.
You know, I think junior golf is going to be another one of those golf phenomenons this year that we look forward to seeing junior golf grow. We're going to try to offer, you know, our usual golf camps and things like that, but hopefully we're going to be able to engage kids maybe at some different times. We're taking a look at that so that parents who have kids in a couple of different sports or, you know, they're doing other things may be able to take advantage of golf too. While we're riding this momentum, we want to capture as much of it as we can, and because kids are the future of the game. And our junior golf program, gosh, Brian, you probably can remember too when we had 300 kids in junior golf. Now, there's been a decline in the number of kids. You have to put that in perspective. District 61 used to be 22,000 students. I don't know how many it was when you were in high school, but it used to be 22,000, and now we're, what, just under 9,000. So difference, a difference there, but we need to get those kids out, get them. It's a sport of a lifetime. It really is.
Well, it's something you can still do all the way up till whenever, and that's the great thing about it. So 13 to 18-year-olds, if you go weekends and holidays, $15 for greens fee. Weekdays and weekend holidays after 1 p.m., $10.50. It's still an affordable way to go out and spend 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, it sure is, and the best value we have is the junior season pass if you're under 18. And I believe that's $150, $160. I don't have that fee schedule right in front of me, but that includes your clinics, that includes the local junior tournaments, and that includes your unlimited play. So that's really the way to go if your child's going to get out there and really wants to play golf, wants to get out to the golf course. It's a great place for kids to go with their buddies and hang out for the day. All four of my kids took advantage of that with their friends, and they go to the golf course. And what better place, Brian, to spend 4 hours, 4.5 hours, and just a great environment.
All right, and then what are the restrictions, if any, as far as if a foursome comes out, they want to get cards, they can share those cards. I mean, what are we doing now still in the middle of this pandemic? What are the restrictions?
Well, you can still share the cards. Okay. Masks are strongly encouraged. We want people to socially distance. We do have many people riding the single cart, still maybe not comfortable with riding with somebody, but people who come together, people who are in the same family. And as our vaccination program ramps up and more people get vaccinated, I think people are probably going to feel more comfortable being two on a cart. So that continues to evolve. And there's a different comfort level with almost every individual person, Brian.
What about youth soccer?
Youth soccer is, we had a tournament this past weekend at the disc, and it's a futsal tournament, one of those short-sided, small ball kind of tournaments. But soccer is evolving. There's guidance for soccer. In fact, the matter of Illinois Youth Soccer Association, just the end of last week, came out with some more guidance on what our spring season might look like. And it looks like we're going to be back outside. We're going to have our teams together. Our tournament comes up this year. Looks like, as with high school sports evolving, there will be a limitation on the number of people we can have per field. But it looks like the tournament will, be able to go. We sure hope so. And that means you probably won't have 130 teams in town, which we've had in the past. But let's say we have half of that. That's a good weekend for Decatur. It's a good weekend to get our kids out and people to showcase the soccer complex. We put up lights on another two fields out there recently, so all those should be available. So those kind of projects have continued to evolve over the past several months. But I think soccer is going to evolve this spring, and the guidance seems to be continually evolving. So looks like we'll be able to have that tournament indicator.
All right, looking ahead, and we're not all that far off. I mean, we're getting towards the we're still on the front end, but almost to the middle part of March. Whether you're talking about the Devon G. Buffett Amphitheater, where you're talking about Splash Cove, all the things that are Lakeshore Landing, what's the latest on all of that?
Well, that guidance right now, we haven't seen what the summer guidance is going to look like. We keep hearing that we're going to see this forthcoming in the next few weeks. So we're anxiously awaiting that. But if you're to ask me today what it looks like today, we're planning on a summer, Brian. And as soon as we get the guidance, we'll react to that. And I'm sure you and I will have many conversations on Monday morning about that. But we hope that if you do 50%, for example, at the Devon, that's a couple thousand people. So that still presents a pretty nice opportunity for a community to get out there and enjoy that facility. And same kind of thing at Splash Cove. So we're hoping that's not going to be the case, that we're going to be able to be open, but we'll have to wait and see what that looks like as the guidance evolves.
All right, and we're looking at, I believe, April 2nd, right, for the Scoville Zoo, for the Overlook,
yes,
Adventure Park. All of that will be opening in less than a month.
It will. It will. Just stop and think about that. It's actually 3 weeks. We'll be, a lot of those facilities will be open. You know, the spring schedule at the zoo, for example, what our zoo staff calls the yellow bus season, is probably not going to be a big yellow bus season this year simply because of the pandemic conditions that we're in. But the zoo will be open. You know, the times that we were open this winter, people did walk through the zoo, treated the zoo like a park. And people needed to get outside. People needed to have those opportunities. And we're just in a great position to offer those. I don't see that changing in the near future. I think you're going to see outdoor activities, whether it's kayaking, stand-up, paddle boarding, hiking. I saw you've been doing some hiking. Those kind of things are going to just continue to go.
Yeah, no, it matters. I've been reading even more on this, and there is a Japanese term called nature bathing. That's basically what it translates to, and how good it is for your mental well-being and your physical well-being. Get outside. We have more greenery and more acreage here in the Decatur area per capita than anywhere else in the state of Illinois, and you guys are a big part of that. Bill, have a great day. We'll talk to you next Monday. Bill Clevenger, the executive director of the Decatur Park District. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.